This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bring on the weird.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I can't prevent you talking over me.
Guess we'll have to be on our toes.
Why is this happening to us? Ugh, what a fucking nightmare. It's a dope-ass computer, though.
Hell yeah, it is. It's a good-looking camera, too.
Yeah.
No artifacts. You can see the pupils in your eyes.
Are my eyes beautiful?
Damn near your soul. I can see just about to your soul. That's how good of a picture it is.
Wow. I don't think you want to see that, man.
No? A little dirty in there, is it?
Yeah, a little dark.
Cobwebs and shit. What are you drinking tonight for your topic?
Well, I was trying to make a little joke with this one. It's by Miss Pillion Brewing, and it's called Not Today, Satan. Because let me tell you what, this harp we're talking about, this ain't no angel's harp.
Well, there it is, right off the bazette.
It's a devil's harp.
Because it's got two A's in it.
I guess that's why. I don't know.
What does that stand for?
High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Now you know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
And what were you drinking?
It's called Not Today, Satan.
Not Today, Satan.
Yep.
Is it good?
Well, I just spilled some on me. That's lovely. Right on my new Bring on the Weird hoodie, dude.
It looks good. It's a, what is that, heather gray color? Or is it gray?
I don't know. Gray? I didn't know there was different grays. I know there's like dark gray and light gray.
That heather gray is that weird, like, sort of, it looks like static.
Yeah,
maybe it's a light heather gray.
It's just a light gray.
You're breaking it in, man. We drink beer.
Yeah, bring but now, the weird. Now my fucking arm's all wet, bro. Son of a bitch. I was trying to read the can and I tilted it too far forward. Luckily, I didn't get my keyboard.
One of those.
Anyway, what are you drinking, man?
I'm having Great Lakes Brewing Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. I think this would have been perfect for the Titanic episode.
It sounds very Titanic-y. Hello, I'm Edmund Fitzgerald.
Please, have some of my porter. Robust and complex, our porter is a bittersweet tribute to the legendary freighter's fallen crew. Taken too soon when the gales of November came early. Oh, it would have been good for November. It's a porter. It's good. I like it.
Porters are okay. Damn, dude.
6%.
I guess we wasted so much time.
Finished one already.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yep.
I don't know why. I don't know how that happened. Hit the wrong button there. You'd think this is my first time doing this shit.
You had that beast of a computer.
Yeah. There's a bit of a learning curve. Because it took me forever to get everything set up before properly. And then I was just so excited to get this computer. I just ripped all that shit apart, threw this all together. And then I was like, I didn't look at any settings or anything. So I don't know. But whatever. So this is, I don't want to say it's hard to get notes on, but it's, I mean, there's an official narrative and then there's what the conspiracy people say. And that's kind of it.
Okay.
There's not.
They didn't really take it any further.
Well, there's just not. I don't really know how to. There's the narrative that all we're doing is testing the ionosphere, and then there's the conspiracy people saying they're fucking controlling our brains and they're trying to shut down communications and they're changing the weather and it's like, I don't.
Are they?
I don't know. But
can they?
I don't know about that either. I mean, with this, I don't know. I mean, we have proof that it can be done with cloud seeding. We know that.
Yeah, so this is not cloud seeding. This, if anything, this would be manipulating the electric of it, the electricity of, what did Tesla do? Magnets and electricity, right? He would mess with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What they're doing is they got this array of antennas, and they're able to fixate, to like pulse particles up into the ionosphere, which is, you know, the outermost layer of the atmosphere
before it turns into space.
Yeah. And it's basically all plasma, and there's no real height of it. There's no real. So sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, depending on the way the sun's hitting it and like radiating it. It can fluctuate in size. So what they're doing is they're shooting particles up into that to see if they can superheat the plasma and just to see what the fuck happens, basically.
Oh, is that what they're doing? That kind of seems like it's a crazy idea to just start fucking with the ionosphere like that.
Don't you remember when they were testing nukes? They launched a nuke up into the atmosphere and tested it or some shit. And they got like, I don't know what's going to happen. What if you blast off our fucking atmosphere, you dope? You literally no clue what is going to happen. What if there is a firmament up there and you just put a hole in it and now all the water's pouring in?
Fucking dope. Who is that? Oppenheimer?
Yeah, that sounds like a dope name. Not like a cool name, like the name of a dope. So
this, Oppenheimer. He's hoping it won't fuck it up.
Here's open. So this was originally a product of this guy, Dr. Bernard Eastland.
All right.
And he was contracted by an oil and gas company called Arco. Basically, what he was trying to do was get, I don't want to say free energy for the company, but it was kind of like free energy where it would, I don't know, use the fucking natural gas and then do some weird shit with it. This is a very complicated, because the fucking wording that they use in this. So essentially, this machine that he created would give that company not free, but next to free energy.
Tesla did. He would talk about radiant energy. So they were just like sucking in the radiant energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tesla, I've seen his name tied with this a few times saying like, oh, well, realistically, it all started with Tesla. And I mean, I guess a lot of shit did if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, he is tied into this.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, multiple degrees separated from Tesla. For the radiant energy thing, because he kind of, as far as I know, he's the one that kind of thought that idea that you could just pull energy out of the sky, out of the earth. I mean, that's fucking cool, but the more it's been tested, supposedly, if you follow all the scientific data, it doesn't really give you a whole lot of energy.
And I've heard that even if it did work, that cell phones, you couldn't even use them. It would distort the signal so much because there'd be so much shit going around up in the fucking air.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to use them.
So, I mean, the idea sounds cool as shit. You just have this little like satellite dish on the end of your phone, just charging your phone. How fucking rad would that be?
Yeah, that'd be pretty rad.
But really all I can do is just power your smoke detector. It's what? For a consistent amount of radiant energy, as far as I understand, a consistent amount of radiant energy isn't a whole lot. So you could probably, you know, a couple of AA batteries.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess over time you can trickle in that and stick it in a battery. Could that be what HARP is?
I think HARP is exactly what they say HARP is.
So they're just shooting shit into the ionosphere and they're just seeing what happens.
I mean, look, these these fucking conspiracy people are saying that super secret military run base and all this. And it's not. It's like civilian run.
Is it really? Where is it?
There's in where's it at? Gakuna, Alaska.
Okay. It's a bit out of the way.
Well, yeah. If it was super secret, they're going to have a fucking security there.
Yeah, we're probably not just going to be able to Google HAARP and it's not just going to tell us the exact fucking location if it's that secret.
Yeah, you're not going to MapQuest that, dude.
MapQuest. How old are you, Grandpa?
Yeah, you remember MapQuest?
Let me fax you the directions.
I have a fax machine upstairs. Our little printer is also a fax machine. Why? I don't know.
Why?
What the fax up with that?
Ooh. Good one.
Oh.
There it is. That was the reason.
Yeah, but it's not going to show up in the audio because it only played on your track. See? That's the problem. That's the problem we're having here.
Damn it all. So it's in Alaska. And for some reason, I don't know where I thought this was a thing, but I just assumed it was some sort of a satellite array or an antenna array here and there. Like I assume there's one like Montana or some sort of open space area in a bunch of places.
I've totally fucked this.
What?
This is all one stereo track.
Oh, cool. Is that bad? How bad?
That's bad. Fuck. We'll just keep going. Fuck it. We'll figure it out. Where were we?
I assumed HAARP had more than one location. I assumed there was an antenna arrays and a bunch of different open spaces around the country, like open spaces in Montana or Wisconsin or something. Texas.
No, just Alaska. It's,
man,
it's large though.
That's a little underwhelming. I'm kind of disappointed. So that it's just underwear. It's a little in my underwear. What?
Whoa.
Now you talked about cloud seeding, and to me that makes more sense because it sounds like it's a physical thing that's happening. With HAARP, with higher frequency radio waves and stuff, it sounds like it's invisible.
Yeah. I mean, you can't see it. You're talking about like them shooting the shit up there, like,
yeah, it's not tangible. It's radio waves don't seem like they're tangible, that they're just like, well, boop, 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 boop. It's not even a sound. It's just, you just send this nothingness up into some more nothingness and something happens.
Well, when they concentrate it and turn it into Tesla's death beam, death ray, the goal is for them to heat up sections of the ionosphere, because plasma reacts to being superheated. So they're picking a small little section. They superheat that section. However it does it, I don't know if it just makes the molecules vibrate differently, like more, which is how you heat things up. But that's essentially what they're doing.
Why? Why? Or what? And how would that weaponize weather? Does the ionosphere affect weather? Did we talk about that in the Ice Age one? Because sunspots, ionosphere.
I don't see how it could. Like, how can that affect the weather? The weather's not there, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I have to dig deeper into it and to figure out how can they weaponize weather with this thing? If it's just this array of antennas in Alaska, aren't they just beaming it over Alaska? So they hit the clouds that are over, or they hit the ionosphere over Alaska, and it moves with the jet stream. Like, so they hit it at a certain angle, and it's either going to fuck up Western Canada or Central Canada or Eastern Canada. Leave the Canadians alone.
That is a big problem with all the conspiracies surrounding this. Basically, they don't have any science backing them up. Very little bit. Actually, the mind control one does have a little bit of science behind it.
All right. But any of that now, or?
Well, but I just want to say, but with the weather, I don't know. They don't move. The antennae, is it antennae? The antennas, they don't move. So, yeah, you're blasting. And, yeah, maybe you could maybe target the beam, but it's going to go straight up. It's going to funnel up.
Yeah, so the array is however big it is in a big-ass square rectangle, and then it's just this skyscraper of radio waves getting sent to almost space.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck? Now, I guess, so when I watch the movie The Colony, it's a horrible movie, and I highly recommend everybody watch it.
That's the one you texted me about the other night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on Tubi, T-U-B-I. It's Fox's thing. They have a bunch of movies on there, but it's kind of like watching a movie on AMC or something, because every 20 minutes there's a commercial. Yeah, it's a free movie. Fuck it. No big deal. But I watched that one because it was interesting with the Ice Age thing and climate change.
Yeah.
What happens in the movie? Somebody who was trying to control the weather fucked it up. And now there was perpetual cloud cover over the entire Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. And they knew where these gigantic antennas were, or these satellites, or you know, whatever you want to call them, these energy areas where they try to control these things. There was different bases near them. Mm-hmm. And they went up to one and, you know, checked it out at one point in the movie. And you know, Lawrence Fishburne and Bill Paxton, they're in it. And Fishburne's like, yeah, this is the reason why the whole world's frozen, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, crazy shit ensues. And then eventually they find out somebody got one turned back on and they cleared out an area of clouds that was 8 miles wide. Like, oh, shit, we got to get there. And then more craziness happens. And, well, I say watch the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a terrible fucking plot, but no.
I mean, so was most of these movies. 2012 was terrible. The Day After Tomorrow?
Oh, you thought that was terrible? That's one of my top like five favorite movies ever. I could watch that one over and over and over. I love that movie.
I think the concept is really cool. I feel like all of these movies are, it's like the same shit. Like San Andreas. Same thing. It's always the fucking dad going out to save, you know, he's like, that's my ex-wife. I got to save her and my kid. And then she's going to fall in love with me again. And then I'm going to be the fucking hero.
Watch me zipline over this fucking volcano. It's not even supposed to be here.
My name's The Rock and I'll hold on to this building and this helicopter and I'll pull it in. Like, come on, man. All those kind of movies are pretty cheesy.
I love Day After Tomorrow.
I'll still watch it if it's on. I'll watch it. But I know it's kind of corny.
2012 was poop.
Terrible.
I don't care for that one so much. Maybe because of John Cusack.
Well, that's a good reason to hate it. Basically, what they want to do, aside from testing, is they want to be able to stabilize the ionosphere in the event of like a solar flare or some other natural occurrence. And this
they kind of want to create a blockage, like a shield.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So keep going.
Basically, I mean, I guess yes, a shield. But the main reason they want to do it is so that we can continue communication. But I guess that kind of fucks Starlink over, right? Because. You're up there in space, buddy. If it is a solar flare, them suckers are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure they're beyond the ionosphere, right? They're not in our...
Is the International Space Station in the ionosphere? It's in low orbit. Where? How far does the ionosphere go out?
It just depends. I mean,
okay, to the moon?
Literally, it could. I'm almost positive. Because didn't they just say that the moon is technically in our atmosphere?
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you right about now. Wait a second. There it is. The ionosphere is the ionized part of Earth's upper atmosphere from about 48 kilometers to 965 kilometers in altitude.
Damn, that's far.
It's a region that includes the thermosphere and parts of the mesosphere and exosphere.
600 miles from what?
From Earth.
from the surface?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the moon is 230 or 40,000 to 250 or 60,000, something like that. And it fluctuates. That's why they're like, oh, get ready for the super full moon. No, man, it's just, it's not a super full moon. It's just the full moon. It just happens to be a little bit closer.
Oh, hold on here. Maybe itself varies from 30 miles to 600 miles in altitude. Well, altitude means from the surface, correct?
I think.
I guess.
Sounds good.
So they want to be able to continue their communication globally by stabilizing, basically making a shield, like you said.
That's pretty interesting how that would work. So there's enough communication satellites. They're only that far away in a super low Earth orbit.
Or maybe they just want to be able to make sure we have electricity and shit to communicate. Solar flare could fuck us up. Just send us right back to the fucking Flintstones.
But it's all right, man. We're fine. We're in a low sunspot right now. With 2025, watch the fuck out.
Watch the fuck out. The conspiracy theorists, if you want to call them that, they say that the goal is actually for them, you know, they, to be able to fully communicate, but just leave us in the dark. Like, oh, communication's down. And they're like, hey, China, did you hear what I just fucking told these idiots? I mean, yeah, I guess I could get behind that. You can't trust the fucking government. So, I mean, I see what they're getting at. But, I mean, you got these people with ham radios. You know, they're like, wait a second. The communication's not. I'm good. I'm talking to this fucking, you know, I got Smokey and the Bandit over there. You know?
Smokey is the Bandit.
What? So a lot of these conspiracy theories about this place is like, yeah, that's just what they want you to think. You know, like, look, I consider myself a conspiracy guy, but you got to make a little bit of sense here. You can't just say it can do this and it can do that. This is like HARP is included in so many conspiracies, you know, chemtrails. Well, because of HARP, cloud seeding. Just all kinds of shit. People just go right back to HARP. This is like the OG conspiracy.
Which actually doesn't make sense because it's only located in one spot. How can they affect so much?
Because it gets tied in with Tesla's death ray and, you know, all this other shit. So people are like, motherfucker, they built it. They built the fucking thing. Now they're controlling our minds because of the what are they, elf waves, they call them, extremely low frequency waves. So that's how they're going to control our minds,
with elf waves.
Yeah, and they can fuck with your mind. Elf waves,
extremely low frequency.
Yeah, they can have an impact on your visual functions, concentration, and continuous and selective attention. And that's according to PubMed.gov.
Oh, so like binaural waves, like a high beta wave or whatever.
It kind of reminds me of like a dog whistle. You know, you blow the dog whistle and it fucks the dog up. And you're like, I don't know. It's just fucking a dog up. It just is making a noise and he hears it and he's losing it. So it does, I'm not saying HARP does, but these waves can fuck with your mind. And not that they can control you, but they can fuck you up. You know what I mean? They can't say, go assassinate the president.
Oh, okay.
But they can wreak havoc on society. And they've done this, you know, crowd control, they've done this with sound.
Oh, yeah. So that works on like a mobile level, but can they really do that with HARP out there?
I do not understand how. I really don't, man. It's I don't understand how shooting shit straight up can affect everyone globally. The conspiracy people say it does. It can affect everybody globally with this. And I don't, unless they're shooting it up to a satellite that's shooting it down to another satellite that's bouncing it back up to a satellite, bouncing it back down.
Just imagine how they were testing that. Like, hey, China, can you, I'm going to do something. Boop. I mean, did you see that?
Like, could you just turn your satellite a little bit? I just, you know, we're going to shoot something at it. And then the Chinese people were like, what? No, I'm not turning my fucking satellite so you can shoot something at it. No, it's cool. It's cool. It's just a fucking wave.
It's fine. You'll get free HBO. It's fine.
Well, shit, I'm down. Turn the satellite. They also think that they can create a EMP with the facility.
What?
All they do is crank up the power and blast that bitch up.
They got a lot of shit going on in that facility, don't they?
It's the fucking OG, dude. I'm telling you. It can do everything. It can cause earthquakes.
Now, I love me a good conspiracy, but boy howdy, this one seems like it is way the fuck out there.
It's really fucking weird, man. It's basically HARP is saying, this is what we do.
Look, it's on the books. It's right here.
Yeah. I guess we should take a break and try to stretch this thing out.
Huh. Yeah, probably. Now, all right. You want to take a break and then get into some like deep conspiracy theories with this? What do you got?
Just weird shit, basically.
All right.
So, yeah. So let's take a break and then we'll get back to it.
All right. Are you ready to get crazy?
Yeah.
Finally. Things are going to get crazy around here.
Well, before we get too crazy.
Damn it.
Well, one interesting thing about this is after the Eastland guy, he came up, he's got a patent for it, for this device. And after he got it, Raytheon claimed ownership of the technology because they bought ARCO. Now, Raytheon, they ended up selling ARCO or this site to the British Aerospace, but they just so happened to transfer the HARP program over to DARPA. And we all know about fucking DARPA.
Now the plot's getting thicker.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure to get that out of the way. So now they say it's like US Navy/Air Force owned. I literally watched a video on YouTube. It was a Vice video. The guy said, we called and they said, yeah, sure. Come on down. We'll let you in. And then he was talking to the guy and he's like, no, this is not like there's, it was just like some normal fucking dude standing there. Like, where there's no armed guards, there's no fucking guys in ghillie suits laying out there just ready to snipe this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like,
unless that's what they want you to think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be, but
it's just a red herring. That's just a front door.
Yeah, it's you know, it's their beard. I don't know
their beard.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that either.
Unless they beard?
Not in the way I meant it. It's their front. It's they're faking. But really, they know what they really are.
Nothing and everything.
You don't know
all at once.
You don't know that saying?
No? Beard?
Yeah, like a gay guy's beard is like a fake girlfriend. You never heard that, really?
No. No.
Huh.
Guess I'm a little sheltered.
But anyway, so we talked about, well, over the break we did. We'll get into these conspiracies.
Hell yeah. Now we're talking.
So, Nick Begich Jr., who is, now I got this in my notes as well, but this is coming from the Wikipedia. He's the son of the late U.S. Representative Nick Begich.
Bullshit.
Now, Nick Begich Sr., this guy was he was on his way to like a fucking rally or something.
Okay.
Him and, it was another politician, and the fucking plane, quote unquote, crashed.
What do you mean, quote unquote?
Well, because they
crashed or did it.
They never found the fucking crash, brother.
What?
They don't know. Yeah, it crashed, allegedly, never found. Never found bodies, never found traces of a crash. It just disappeared off of radar and then bloop. Well, I guess he's dead because it disappeared.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this is another conspiracy wrapped up in this fucking thing.
Well, okay.
Gone.
Well, all right. How does HARP work into it?
Well, it doesn't, I don't think. I just find it very strange that Begich Sr., he was the representative of Alaska on his way to a rally, and then his plane, they say it crashes, although they had just passed a law saying that all planes had to have, I think it's like some sort of location devices. So as soon as they crash, it sends out a signal like, bloop, here it is.
Okay.
Well, the pilot did not take that device on this flight.
What?
Yeah.
Seems a little fishy.
A little? Whoa. Buddy, it's really strange. So not only do we have Nick Begich Jr. in this HARP conspiracy, now his dad is involved in some weird D.B. Cooper type shit. Like, I don't know. It's fucking weird. But anyway, Nick Begich Jr., he's the author of Angels Don't Play This HARP. And it's
H-A. Yeah.
That's why I went with my Not Today Satan beer. Because I knew he wrote the book. And I was like, well, that's a good play on words. Let me play off of that a little bit.
Nice. Good one. Like it.
What?
But I do. I do like it.
HP Support Assistant. You need to restart your computer. Please save your work and close all applications. You must restart your computer. Come on, man.
Can you pause? Can you make it not happen?
Yeah, yeah. But fucking dude, every time I'm trying to do this, some weird message pops up. So he claims that HARP, the HARP facility, can trigger earthquakes and turn the upper atmosphere into a giant lens so that the sky would literally appear to burn. And he maintains a website that claims HARP is a mind control device.
That sounds a little Project Beam, Blue Beam.
A little, yeah. And what, you remember a long time ago we were talking, we did some episode, I can't remember what it was, but the lady ran this website. It was a fucking weird website. I think we were joking about it, but saying that chemtrails or whatever are essentially to block another galaxy or another solar system that's about to crash into us or some shit.
Yep. That other world or something that was is visible or something.
Nibiru?
That sounds right.
You're talking about the other planet? I thought it was another galaxy that or another solar system that was going to crash into us. But either way, it kind of goes along with that too. So
what the fuck?
That's what I'm talking about when this plays into a lot of conspiracies. Like they're saying they're going to block out it's a little weird that our sun doesn't have a partner because most stars are binary. So some people say there's that the sun's twin is Nemesis and we can't actually see it because they're blocking it out. It's weird.
That's a little crazy.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit. How about this one? A Russian military journal wrote that ionospheric testing would, quote, trigger a cascade of electrons that could flip Earth's magnetic poles, end quote.
Flipping of magnetic poles is just another cycle in a planetary body.
That's correct. Yeah. It sounds scary as fuck, dude.
Yeah, like when... If you bring out your compass, it's pointing to north, but really you're heading to South America from here.
When I first heard about the poles flipping and shit, I was like, holy fuck. Like, I thought Earth was going to do a fucking 180 and just flip upside down, dude. I was a kid when I heard about it.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, man. That's going to be, is it going to throw us off? What?
Yeah, we're so messed up. Australia in the winter time is when they're swimming down in Australia, if Australia even exists. But if we flip the poles, then does that mean the United States is in December we're going to be swimming? What's going on?
Yeah, I was just talking
in July, we're gonna be building snowmen.
I was just talking to my wife the other day how fucking weird it is that, you know, here we are, we're in spring, you know, we're getting close to summer, and Australia is getting ready to hit fucking winter.
Right.
That's weird that there's literally people on this planet experiencing the complete opposite of us.
Yes, exactly. They're starting to get out their fall and winter gear.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be in Australia. Maybe just some more straps on their sandals. You know what I mean? Like, oi, my feet are a little cold. I don't know what the fuck accent that was, but
it was a one from Australia to Canada.
Yeah, fucking Minnesota and shit. The Alaska State Legislature and the European Parliament held hearings about HAARP, and the European Parliament cited environmental concerns. And I guess Alaska's like, nah, it's cool, bro.
Come look. Come on over. It's fine. No, what? Look what we're doing over here.
I mean, if they held hearings and it says the latter, meaning European Parliament, cited environmental concerns, my guess would be Alaska's like, no biggie, dude. Like, don't worry about it.
Fine, we're still cold here. You guys cold over there? Did your fog change at all? No, it didn't.
We're not the reason for global warming. We're not thickening the ionosphere, preventing the sun's rays from getting out. Isn't that what they used to say about global warming? That there was so much CO2 in the air that the sun rays could get in, but they just bounced around and couldn't get out like they were supposed to?
It's like a windshield.
It was a greenhouse glass. Yeah, glasses. Greenhouse gases, right? That's what they were saying?
Yeah.
They come in and they don't go back out?
It's like a roach motel.
Well, yeah, I was going to say a crab pot, but yeah. same principle, I guess. I mean, minus killing. You don't want to kill the crabs first because then you don't want to eat them, but...
How does that work? Boil them alive. That's weird.
Well, they're fucking good, so...
So they're flavored with the screams of their pain.
Well, they're flavored with whatever dead shit they're eating on the bottom of the on the bottom of the water there, but
maybe that's why I'm allergic to them.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't eat shellfish. I've never been diagnosed, but man, my mouth gets a tingling if I try anything that come out of a shell.
I mean, not to be dramatic, but if I couldn't eat seafood or shellfish or something, I don't know if I'd have much to live for, buddy. I know that's dramatic, but
I'm fine. There's no love loss here because I don't like the flavor of crab. I don't like the flavor of lobster. No love loss here.
Lobster doesn't have much flavor. And those motherfuckers who are like, I fucking love lobster. It's just because you're rich and you pay $100 for a fucking lobster tail that you just got to dunk in butter to taste shit anyway. And all you're tasting is butter. It's like you're eating a piece of bubble gum that lost its flavor. And you just dunked it in butter.
Already been buttered.
I work with a guy who's from, he's from Maine. He's all about lobster. You know, he's lobster. I'm like, dude, crab is so much better. And he's like, oh, fucking lobster roll. I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. And then he ate a crab and he was like, he said, I don't even know how to fucking do anything with this thing. Like, he didn't know how to shuck it or whatever, you shell it, whatever you call it. But, and he was like, yeah, it's okay. Dude, crab is so much better than lobster. You got to be out of your fucking mind.
Nope, none of it. I don't care.
Anyway, did you watch wrestling as a kid?
Yeah.
You know Jesse the Body Ventura?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, he questioned whether the government is using the site to manipulate the weather or to bombard people with mind-controlling radio waves.
Whoa.
An Air Force spokeswoman said Ventura... Air Force spokeswoman. So it is military. Anyway, said Ventura made an official request to visit the research station, but was rejected. And here's a quote. He and his crew showed up at HAARP anyway and were denied access. End quote. That's like, you know, you like make a fucking doctor's appointment and they're like, nah, we're busy right then. And you like show up anyway. You kick the door in. I'm here. Like, so we're busy. We got to deny you access here. We're busy.
You can't come in. No.
Here's another one. It says the Bernard Eastland. So
yeah,
they say that Harp isn't based off of his patents, but it's very, very close because his patent could control the weather and could do all this, but it needed a ton of power. So he claims that Harp includes technology based on his own patents that has the capability to modify weather and neutralize satellites.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing, Bernard? So he has the power. He can do that?
Well, no. So his patent, the shit that he came up with or invented or whatever you want to call it, it would be able to do all that shit. But it would need an immense amount of power. So
you can't get that from radiant energy.
The people, yeah. So the people who are questioned about Harp, they're like, no, this, there's no way, there's not enough power, there's no way that this can happen. I can actually tell you the amount of power here in 1 second. So it's got high frequency antennas that are capable of sending up to 3.6 megawatt signals.
Okay. And,
but there's, fuck, how many antennas are there? 100 or so, I want to say. 140.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, something like that, I think. But the people who, the government officials or whatever you want to call them, they say no, because the patent says you need like 800 billion megawatts or some shit like that, or like a billion megawatts, or it's something 8 billion, whatever. So they're like, no, these things are only putting up 3.6 megawatts. And the conspiracy people were like, yeah, but what if you turn them all up and combine them, like the fucking, you know, like the Death Star, you know how like they all light up and then they combine into one and then
oh shit.
Yeah, look,
all at once.
I'm not bashing anybody for being a conspiracy guy, conspiracy theorist, whatever you want to call it, tinfoil hat, conspiracy truther. This is fucking crazy, dude.
It's so out there. What the fuck?
You can't just say shit with no evidence or very, very little evidence and just be like, yep, there we go.
That's it. That's the thing.
Yep.
Watch this. My car runs on water. Look. It ran. Didn't go very far. It ran.
And then here's another one. It says, oh, I forgot about that. About what? The two Georgia men who got arrested.
What? Well, go on.
Yeah. So their goal, they got arrested on these drug charges. And then when they went, they basically, the cops, they like took AR-15s away from them, Glock handguns, a Remington rifle. They had a shitload of rounds. And the guys are like, well, I'll tell you what, God told me to go blow this machine up. They kept souls. So souls could be released. And that was Harp. They were driving to Alaska from fucking Georgia to blow up this Harp soul machine. And I was like,
I don't know. That's just too crazy. We've talked about some crazy shit, but for real?
I'm telling you, it's one of those. What did we do that was super hard to research? You and I both, back when we were doing them together, I can't remember which one it was. It was so hard to research because it was all over the place. And this is kind of like that, where you get on these tangents and you're like, well, I can't talk too much about that. And then you end up on this other website and you're like, that fucking guy is crazy. I can't even talk about this one little bit. It's like, these people are the original tinfoil hat wearers. You know what I mean? Like, don't read my mind, government.
It's because of Harp in Alaska.
The fucking souls need to be released. I release the demons.
Do you need a passport to drive from the U.S. to Alaska?
You probably do. You got to cross through Canada, right?
Yeah, but why does the U.S. just own that highway?
I don't know. Why don't just give Alaska to Canada? Fuck it. Like, what are we doing? Why do we have something that's not even attached to us? Hawaii? Fucking, I'd be your own thing. I don't know. You know? And we just
It's just
we just lost all of our Hawaii, and Alaska listeners.
All four of them.
We're up to four now, huh? Wow.
Honestly, dude, our numbers have been doing fucking kick ass. Well, the last 2 days here.
Well, that'll change once this shit show of an episode comes out.
Still doing fucking good. Anyway, what else you got? Or do you have anything else?
I really don't have much, man. I put in how it like came to be with Bernard Eastland. And I mean, I could read through his patent. That's confusing as fuck. So I literally just put the link in and I was like, I don't even know these words enough to be able to make notes on these words. Like,
just bedazzling with bullshit. He's like, yep, I want a patent on this thing. They're like, well, you can't patent the.
Well, okay. So I just pulled up the patent. Patent 5,038,664.
All right.
And for description, it says technical field. The present invention relates to a method of altering a selected region of plasma normally existing at a substantial altitude above the Earth's surface, and more particularly relates to a method for producing a magnetically trapped shell of high density plasma having relativistic particles therein. That was one fucking sentence.
And the people at the patent office are like, just give me a PlayStation control. That'd be way easier.
Yeah. So before all that, it's a method, because it's a patent for method for producing a shell of relativistic particles at an altitude above the Earth's surface. A method for establishing a region of a high density, high energy plasma at an altitude of at least about 1,500 kilometers above the Earth's surface. Circularly polarized electromagnetic radiation is transmitted at a first frequency substantially parallel to an Earth's magnetic field line to excite electron cyclotron resonance, heating in normally occurring plasma at it. Like, what the dude? How the fuck am I going to take notes on that?
My brain's leaking out.
Yeah, I just put the link in. I said, all right, well, if we want to talk about it, I'll read it. But if you said those words to me in public, I'm like, what, are you trying to fight, bro? What? What'd you just say to me? Are you speaking?
You call me dumb in like 48 words?
Don't you know I'm loco? It's insanity. And the people, the conspiracy people, like, these people are getting fucking death threats, dude, at HARP. And they're like, I'm going to come there and I'm going to fucking rape you and I'm going to kill you and I'm put your head on a stake. I literally heard one of these voicemails on that Vice YouTube video I was telling you about earlier.
These people don't do any kind of research. If they just read just a little bit on it, then something, no, maybe their minds are getting controlled.
Oh, what? What? You still there?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I must have hit my Omen Command Center somehow. Are you saying Omen
Command Center
that they're like MK Ultra?
Oh shit.
They're being set up. They're going to be the next shooter.
Oh shit.
Look, not to get off on a tangent, dude. Does anybody else find this fucking weird that now that Biden's president, we got mass shootings again?
It's a little fucking crazy, isn't it? It didn't take long at all.
No, it didn't. And now he's like, gun reform. Well, we fucking knew that was going to happen. Look, it's fucking weird. And if you guys don't see it, if you're too fucking, I don't know, closed-minded or whatever, if you guys don't see it, you got to open your eyes and realize we're being fucking played. And we probably always have been.
Just as soon as it happened, he's like, well, see, AR-15, look at that.
Like, well, also, was there a lot of mass shootings while Trump was in? I don't recall very many. I know that.
I don't know. 16 to 20. I don't remember. But I saw a meme the other day that said, well, I think it was shortly after. I know it's a little fucked up. It's a little dark. But that's the way the world is. It was shortly after the stuff in Atlanta. And somebody said, look, Nature is healing. Mass shootings are coming back in America.
I mean, okay, so even that person saw it, like realized mass shootings are coming back. Now that we have, look, I mean, maybe you guys can tell where I lean. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I think they're both bad. I think it's two heads of the same snake. Mm-hmm. I'd rather them get the fuck out totally. I'm more libertarian than anything. Get the fuck out. You do what you want on your land. I do what I want on my land. The government can suck a dick. They don't need to know what I'm doing. I don't. What? I got to register my vehicle? Fuck you. Why I got to do that? Anyway, I don't even know where I was going with it. I just started ranting. But the fact that Biden takes over and we got, what, two mass shootings already? We had the fucking, and now everybody's racist against Asians or something? What the fuck is
Where did that come from?
I don't know. What the fuck is going on, dude?
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. It literally came out of nowhere. Like suddenly we got to hate Asians. What? How did that?
They have delicious food.
Yeah.
Seriously. I love their food.
And if we're going like whole Asia, have you heard Mongolian throat singing? That shit's like mesmerizing.
No, I don't think I've heard that.
Really?
I've heard Yoko Ono sing, and that's bad. But I think she's Japanese.
It's all part of Asia, though, dude.
Have you ever heard her sing?
No.
She's like, that's not singing.
No.
But whatever. Well, I don't know. I mean, clearly I don't have anything else.
And that's Harp. It's up there in Alaska someplace. Go visit. Hammer on the door.
It's probably doing exactly what they say they're doing. They've opened the doors to people to go in and check it out. And they went. They found nothing. I mean, they're probably just fucking around. They're just probably some nerds who got a grant. And they're like,
watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this. I'm just looking at it. If you hate commercials, hate ads, especially on our show, patreon.com/BrayOnTheWeird. $2 a month. You get 4 episodes, no ads. That's per month. But, you know, deal. I think it's a good deal. You listen to a whole ass episode and knock out a bunch of ads.
Hell yeah. You want some dope merch? Like what I'm rocking right now? My OTW hoodie that my wife got me for my birthday that was last 2 weeks ago, I guess. For this episode, the Titanic episode was literally released on my birthday. But if you want some of this dope merch, you can go to tpublic.com, search Bring On A Weird, or myconspiracytees.com/BringOnTheWeird, and get you something, man. This hoodie is great. It feels good. The printing on it is really, really well done. I'm shocked. The sizing, I'm not too sure about. You might need to go a size up.
Because we're American, damn it. It's always a size up.
Yeah, she got me the size I would normally wear. It's a bit snug in my hips. Maybe I'm meant to birth babies. I don't know. But it's a bit snug right there. But it's okay. I'm still wearing it. I don't give a fuck. The shirt was way too small. Way too fucking small. So definitely order a size up with that shirt.
Damn right. Anything else?
I mean, they already know our socials. So...
yeah, you know, just search Facebook, Bring On A Weird.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're even on MySpace. I mean, we're not really there, I don't think. But, I mean, we're on there.
Yeah, but it's a better version, a more modern version of what MySpace was is Space Hey. Space H-E-Y. And it's some German kid put this whole website together. We got on there. So it's spacehey.com/BringOnTheWeird. And we're on there. I mean, it looks like MySpace. Just says Space A.
But can you even trust the Germans? I don't know yet. I'm not too sure. Some fucking
50
Germans.
Years ago, you couldn't trust them. I don't know yet. Too soon?
I don't know. It's too soon for everything. You can never tell a joke again.
It was too soon the other night. Something, what was going on? Oh, my oldest daughter is in culinary class in high school, and they make food, and she brings it home. Nearly every day that they're in school, And she brought home this, it was a like a spaghetti, but it was a tortellini noodles. And it was sweet. I'm like, why is it sweet? What is going on? She goes, oh, there's nutmeg and cinnamon in it. I'm like, what, and spaghetti? Who thought that was a good idea?
Wait a second. You say tortellini?
What was this? The spiral noodles.
That's rotini.
Rotini.
Okay. So, okay, I gotcha.
It was rotini with red sauce and meat, but also nutmeg and cinnamon. Like, what is, why nutmeg and cinnamon?
It's Christmas spaghetti.
That's kind of what I thought. She goes, oh, the ancient Egyptians did it. I'm like, what? No wonder they're dead.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to start building a pyramid too? What the fuck? If they did it, then you got to do it.
And my other daughter's like, oh, you can't say that. I'm like, why? Is it too soon? They've been dead for like 4,000 years.
Too soon, man. You cannot tell a joke that offends somebody nowadays, and everyone is offended by everything. So literally, you can't even tell jokes anymore. What's going to happen in our near future? We're going to be a monotone society, and we're going to say, hello, how are you today? We're going to sound like fucking robots because we're afraid to offend anybody. These fucking pussies out here crying about things. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Get over it. Get over it. Seriously. I'm sick of this shit. Fuck, I'm going to have to cut that out. Don't want to offend people.
Anyway, stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.